China's Peace Ark is streaming towards the Philippines to help in the recovery after Typhoon Haiyan. The Peace Ark is one of the largest and best-equipped floating hospitals in the world, and the help is desperately needed. BBC correspondent Rajesh Merchandani is in the province of Leyte.
I'm picking my way through piles of debris. There are unused syringes on the floor, and just around the corner I saw a metal stretcher just sitting out in the open. Oh, and here's another one, actually. This is the remains of the regional health office in Palo, the biggest hospital in this district. At the time of the typhoon, they managed to move all their patients, around 80 of them, up to the top floor. As a result, they only had one fatality. But the building is just a disaster zone. I'm here with one of the doctors who used to work here, Maria Teresa Caidic. Dr. Caidic, do you think this hospital can ever be rebuilt?
We are doing our best this week to clean up this area because in this part here, some people still come for medication because people have no transportation.
They're in no condition here to offer anything other than medicine in its most crude form, and it's nowhere near enough. A few kilometres further on, I'm now in the town of Palo, which has suffered terrible devastation. And in the grounds of the cathedral, which has no roof now, there's actually a field hospital set up by the Germans and the Belgians. They see around 200 to 250 patients a day, and this is now the only working medical facility in this area. Can I ask you why you are here?
My wound is swollen.
Yeah, you have a cut and a bandage. What happened to you?
I was in my house. I fell down in the ground and some sharp object hit me there.
And this was because of the typhoon?
Yes.
I am a diabetic and my prostate, and there is no drugstore open in the city.
Tents have been set up in the shadow of the cathedral for registration, consultation and treatment. They can do anything here, from prescribing aspirin to performing operations. But the man in charge, Geert Heers, says right now their main concern is infectious diseases.
We are now 8-9 days after impact. The people were exposed to the rain, to the cold. They're living in the water. They didn't have houses. They didn't have enough food. It's now that epidemics can come too. It's known that there is leptospirosis in this region. It's known that there is dengue in this region.
And are those potentially lethal?
A long time, yes. When you don't treat them, yes, of course, because you can have infection of the lungs, and then, yeah, it's quite fatal if you don't have the necessary equipment.
We're in the middle portion of a large white tent, and they've screened off this middle area, which is a makeshift operating theatre. There's two little benches, like you might have in your garage at home, to put like a workbench on top, and on top of that is a metal stretcher, and this poor child, this 18 months old, is lying, crying its lungs out, as you can hear, while I can see a medic just finishing up stitches in the child's leg. And there was another potentially serious complication with this tiny patient.
The problem was that he has a pneumonia, so we needed to have a very slight anesthesia.
And doctor, can I just ask you, the pneumonia, was that something that the child would have caught as a result of the typhoon?
Yes.
The operation is finished. The wound is closed.
Only now?
Yeah, it's done now. Now yeah. She has to recover, to wake up a little, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your big help.
That story from the BBC's Rajesh Merchandani. Hard to hear, but it is a child getting care. You're listening to Here and Now